Blackstone presents Fearless by Michael Anderle. This book is read by Michael Braun. Chapter 1. Sweaty, beautiful bodies writhed in a frenzy to the heavy beats of music on the darkened dance floor of the Atlantica Central Station Club. Dim red lights barely illuminated the room. Brighter rays, a full gamut of colors, strobed through the darkness, highlighting the mass of humanity filling the area, trying to forget their troubles. Dante and Nazreen sat at a balcony table in the club's VIP section, surveying the scene beneath them. Complete with station flags on either side of the balcony, the fancy chairs and tables of the section were reminiscent of a low-rent dictator's perch. A dancer below might look up at the marauder and envy the status and money that gave Dante access to the VIP section. They would never pick out how tightly his fingers gripped his wine glass, filled with a non-alcoholic light rose-colored drink in the darkness. He couldn't afford to be distracted now by the slightest touch of intoxication. One man's glance had Dante reaching into a pocket for his razor fist, before he realized the clubgoer wasn't looking his way, but instead passed him to a woman waving from another balcony. Dante drew a deep breath. First crisis averted. Dante had earned fame as both Dante Shale and the made-up persona of Jordan Hellcat Raksha. That fame had helped him when he took down Cormac Slane and SSS for betraying him. Now it left him worried about assassins spotting him in clubs and creating a mess for him to clean up, despite his disguise. He tried not to scratch his face. The disguise Nazreen had applied changed his face enough that he didn't look like himself without being too obvious. That didn't make it any more comfortable. He wondered how many years she'd spent in her earlier spy career wearing uncomfortable disguises. "Everything clear out there?" Dante asked under his breath before checking out the nearby empty tables. Nazreen had reserved them all using different dummy accounts to ensure this part of the VIP section would be empty. Dante and Nazreen didn't want to fight. They wanted complications and collateral damage even less. The best place for a clandestine meeting would have been away from all these people. Unfortunately, there was no way their expected contact would meet them in a place like that.
"Lots of people coming and going," Braylon drawled over comms. "No one who looks like they want to kill."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?